SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nothing seems to be going right these days for Joe Biden. More on the story from Bernie Bennett.
Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden is polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the 4 years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, another medical issue for Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
The Pentagon says the procedure was successful, elective, and minimally invasive, is not related to his cancer diagnosis, and has had no effect on his cancer prognosis. The Pentagon says changes to his official schedule are not anticipated, including his participation in Memorial Day events.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. As a precaution, the 70-year-old defense secretary temporarily transferred authority to his deputy secretary of defense, Kathleen Hicks, for about 2.5 hours yesterday. United Auto Workers accusing Mercedes of interfering in last week's union election at two factories in Alabama. Union filed an objection with the National Labor Relations Board, claiming the company intimidated workers into voting against joining the union. Union accused the company of engaging in a, quote, relentless anti-union campaign marked with unlawful discipline. This is SRN News. A legal battle for a Christian teacher.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, religious freedom is protected no matter what your job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea does have a, well, sizable Christian population, but many young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram, and also that of a comedian who dresses up like a monk. This is SRN News. A proposed California bill could, in effect, not just help people in the Golden State, but maybe affect the entire nation. John Scott explains why.
A bill before California lawmakers would require new cars sold in the state in coming years to beep a warning whenever drivers exceed the speed limit by at least 10 miles per hour. The state Senate passed a bill that would require all cars sold in the state to have such technology by 2032. But the proposal likely could impact all new car sales in the U.S. That's because California's auto market is so large, most car makers would likely make all of their vehicles comply with the law. The bill now heads to the State Assembly for consideration. John Scott reporting.
There is great sadness in the world of golf today. Two-time PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray died earlier this morning at the age of 30. More details at SRNnews.com.